You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Well, Hour has arrived, and Coach DeBoer has just scored his biggest win in his early tenure at the University of Alabama. Ryan Williams, who had committed to Alabama, the wide receiver from South Alabama, Saraland, and then decommitted immediately after Nick Saban retired two weeks ago today, has now committed again to Alabama. He's one of the top receivers, wide receivers in the country, and he is back in the fold. So a major win for Kalen DeBoer. And we continue with more of your phone calls here in the final hour of the program. And let's go north of the border to Ohio.
Paul, hello, Elliot. Hey, I hear you calling out Dabo Sweeney. Have you ever heard that blues song, "Before You Accuse Me, Take a Look at Yourself"? That's what's happening. Dabo didn't know how to use the portal. Neither does half of the SEC. Lane Kiffin's out there yapping it up about how unfair it is instead of just working it. And that game against Missouri, do you think Ryan Day wanted to put his men out there to get hurt for an exhibition game? Heck no, Paul. He knew what the heck he was doing because he knew what was coming.
Yeah, Elliot, try selling that garbage somewhere else. We're not buying. Let's continue to with Jerry in Mississippi. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I know this is an old subject, and I know you remember. But Mike Leach, when all this stuff started about doing the transfer portal, money, people jealous, he made a suggestion that, like, the colleges could take, say, give a student, if he was on scholarship, and if he stayed there the full 4 years, he would get a $200,000 if he graduated. But if he moved to another school, he would not get it. That would solve all the transfer. And then he said, and then he didn't say this, but I thought about it. Let's say you give a scholarship 1 year at a time, and if a school gives a scholarship to somebody, and after 1 year or 2 years, the school don't want him anymore, they cut him, give him his $50,000 for that 1 year that you had him. And that would solve the problem. In other words, if you had a graduate, how many of them graduate now? So this way, everybody would be guaranteed a diploma if they stayed there and got that $200,000. And everybody kind of poo-pooed him.
Oh, you're right. I remember that. I remember exactly when he said that.
You remember that?
I sure do.
And that would cut out on the jealousy if you wouldn't have a quarterback making $1.5 million and an offensive lineman making 20. And, I mean, he's going to think, well, I'll just get back there and let him come back there and hit you and see how much you're worth. So to me, that would solve a lot of problems. You'd have a lot of problems. You'd have a lot of people that would get diplomas that don't get diplomas otherwise. And they could have it like different level colleges, like big schools, like Southeastern Conference, Big Ten. They could set it according to what they wanted to, and then smaller conferences could give us another certain amount of money. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is all, in theory, very good. I don't think we're going to see that now, though, but I appreciate your call very much. Let's check in with a guy named Vision. I don't know if that's his name or his eyesight, but or his view of the world. How are you, Vision?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I got a recommendation for you. Why don't you get some of these callers on a three-way call, like Jim and Legends and Jim and I-Man and Augie and Dwayne and John from Missouri. Get them on a two-way call and you be the mediator.
That's a good idea. I wish we had thought of that.
You know, I'm trying to spice up your show a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, it has fallen since Coach Saban left. We're kind of still in mourning.
And another thing, you ought to get this John guy from New Jersey, the one that told you about the recruiting a while ago.
Yeah.
You ought to let him have his own segment and he'd go down the whole SEC because he seems like he's pretty smart.
Well, that's what we don't require the callers to be smart because we're trying to stay in business.
He knows his stuff. He laid it on the line. Alabama ain't in as bad a shape as they think they were.
No, not at all. And they, as I mentioned, they just got a big commitment. So, Bama, repeat after me.
Bama
is
back.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
James is in Tennessee, and you are on the air. Hello, James.
Hey, Paul. How you doing tonight?
We are doing great.
Paul, I wanted to talk about, and I know you're a Tennessee alum, and I know we ain't got the hardware like the last caller said, but
no.
I figured there'd be a little more excitement about Nico for this coming year.
Oh, I think there's a tremendous... I'm choked up.
Well,
I mean, I'm really, I can't even get it out of my mouth. I think there's tremendous excitement for him.
What's your expectations? I expect best quarterback ever at the University of Tennessee.
Well, James, I may have to just say that would be amazing, but I am not as confident as you because, I don't know, Peyton Manning... Only one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
How many times did Peyton beat Florida, Paul?
He was 0 for 4.
0 for 4.
As Steve Spurrier reminds me every time I see him. How many times has Nico beaten Florida?
Well, he played him but once.
Okay.
And he didn't start.
You're right.
But this year.
So, okay, forgetting that I said what I did. Give me some reasons why, after seeing him basically one start, why you think he is going to be greater than, I don't know, Peyton has to rank in what, among the greatest quarterbacks ever in college football?
Yeah, I mean, but he don't rank up there with Tim Tebow or like a Lamar Jackson.
Really?
They actually won... Well,
no, but you are aware, I'm sure, because you're smart. You're aware that there is more to a football team than the quarterback.
Right, I do. I
and
am
Tebow,
aware of that, but.
Tebow had a better defense than he had a lot of receivers. He had a lot of weapons that you know. Peyton had a good team. He was also up against a Florida program that was pretty amazing at the time. It's not like. I don't want to take anything away from Tebow. He's the best college football player I've seen in the SEC, so I'm that's not really an issue. Peyton wasn't far behind, though.
Nico has that.
Right now, Nico is not exactly number one on my list of those three.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But after this year, I guarantee he will be.
Okay, and tell me more about your guarantee. What have you seen in one game against... Who did they play, Wisconsin? Iowa? Can't even remember.
They played Iowa.
Iowa. They played an Iowa team that, quite frankly, the game could still be going on 3 weeks later, and they still wouldn't have gotten the first down.
Yeah, but Nico don't play defense. But listen.
They're good. They're good defensively.
I was saying it way before the Iowa game, Paul.
Okay.
Because...
Well, James,
good.
Let's just do this. Let's just have a friendly bet that I think Nico will be very good, but 3 years from now, I don't think you'll be able to call in and say to me he was better than Peyton Manning. That's just I don't even think I'm going out on a limb.
No.
But I hope you're right. That would be fantastic. I mean, we need more Peyton Mannings in the world.
We'll save that receipt.
Because there's only been one, and we are coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we've got basketball coming up here in a few minutes. LSU and Georgia. Georgia is has had some significant moments this year under Mike White. Let's check in with Alberto in New Jersey. Hello, Alberto.
Hello, Paul. First time speaking to you. I love your show. I think you're fantastic.
Thank you very much.
My question, you're most welcome. Harbaugh and a lot of Michigan fans made a big issue saying everybody feels signs. And since you're really well versed and experienced in football, is that actually a legitimate comment on the part of the Michigan people, or is that a lie?
Well, I mean, I've been all over on this issue, Alberto, and I think my final analysis is that the sign-stealing scandal probably was not relevant to their success.
Well, they certainly were a fantastic football team, complete as can be.
And by the way, I've said the opposite of that before. I just want to make that clear. But okay. I think the way Michigan finished the season was so impressive that it didn't put that story to bed, because I think there's still a lot we don't know. But I don't really care anymore about it, and I'm sure the NCAA will wait to see which way Harbaugh goes. But if he leaves, I think they'll move on, too.
Yep. To me, it's very strange, because Harbaugh has not committed to the Los Angeles Chargers at all. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think that decision is coming down very soon, because, I mean, at some point, he really, I don't know why it's taken so long. He's talked to them twice.
20.
And it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Regular. Yep. Sorry about that.
Okay. Are you, what are you doing right now? I'm curious.
I'm getting gasoline.
Okay. I thought you were doing, but by the way, be careful, talking on the phone and pumping your gas at the same time.
Oh, no, here in New Jersey, we have gas station attendants.
Oh, really? Wow. I miss those days, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I think it's fantastic, particularly when it's cold and wet like today.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Well, where in Jersey are you?
I live in a town just outside of Paramus called Maywood.
Oh, okay.
Which is
sure.
in North Jersey.
Yeah, I know where you are.
You're familiar. Yeah.
Gotcha. Hey, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, and being a big Bama fan, I'm hoping for the best for the team.
I think things are okay. Time. Listen, today was a good day for Alabama. Thank you, Alberto. Be careful, and hope you got unleaded. You know, the economy, not the economy. What am I thinking of? The ecology. Greg, who cares? Greg is up next. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Paul, how does a guy pumping gas in New Jersey get through to your phone? And I've been calling for 2 weeks ever since Griff got on the show.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He just must have hit it just right, because I've been calling in and calling in and calling in. But I really appreciate you taking my call, Paul. As far as some of the things that I wanted to hit on with Griff, you know how, and not just Griff, but a lot of people say they'd rather be the man that follows the man at Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, I think, a track record from Bear Bryant to Nick Saban, it took about 7 guys to get there. So I think, all in all, when you look for a coach, I think this DeBoer guy, he fits the criteria of what these young men need in college football. That's just my opinion. Just the way he carries himself, the way he communicates with people. He's a proven winner, and I think the man's going to do a fantastic job. And just wanted to throw that out there. I think it was a big win today when the wide receiver recommitted back to Alabama. That was a win. He's got some people putting a good staff in place, I think, Paul. I think it's going to be difficult if Nick Saban stays around too much. That's just my opinion.
Hey, Greg, let me offer this. I don't think Saban's going to be around. I mean, Saban has been down in Florida. He's joining golf clubs. Playing. I mean, he cares about the program, and he'll do what he's asked. But Nick Saban, if he wanted to run that program, he wouldn't have retired.
That's exactly right, Paul. You're exactly right. I think he's there just to kind of weather the storm for just a little bit, and then get on out of the way and let DeBoer have the reins. Just another comment, Paul, on some of these guys that call in pretty regular. I think one of them's JK. Seems like every time I see him on your show, he's got a Miami jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
But I never hear him say anything about Miami.
And well, there's nothing to say other than the program sucks.
Well, that's true. I don't disagree with that, Paul. That's what I'm getting at. Even like some of your characters that call, like I think it's one of the guys is I-Man. I know he's supposedly an Auburn fan, but he's really just an Alabama hater.
You're right about that. I have seen I-Man in Auburn when we were there, but I've never physically seen I-Man at an Auburn event.
Right. Yeah, and one other thing too, Paul, that going back to Griff, I hate to keep going back to him, but he made a statement about DeBoer not being associated with the South, and I get all that, and how it would be a better pick to have somebody from the South and this, that, and the other. Now, I got my opinion, but just like Hugh Freeze, who's down at Auburn right now. Now, if you had your choice, Paul, and you can hurt my feelings if you like, but if you had your choice to go get Hugh Freeze or DeBoer, who would your pick be?
Well, Greg, let me answer it this way by talking about what part of the country you're from. Let me go over a couple of Nick Saban is from West Virginia, not in the South. He won 7 national championships in the SEC. Urban Meyer, he's from Ohio. He won 2 in Florida. Les Miles, where's he from? Michigan? He won 1. There aren't that many other people that have won national championships. Chiswick, where was he from?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miles was from Ohio. Where was Gene from? He was from somewhere. I don't remember where Chizik was born, but he was from Florida, so he counts. So he. I'm just going over the names of the people that have won national. Jimbo Fisher's from Florida, from West Virginia. He won a national championship at Florida State. So being from the South doesn't. It's not whether where you're from. It's how you adapt in the South. And that was Brian Harsin's problem. He just didn't, he had no feel to go down to where Williams committed from. And obviously DeBoer's already done something that Harsin didn't do. Let's check out JoJo in Atlanta. Hello, JoJo.
Hey, fine, I'm on.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm the first time I called.
That's great.
And I just wanted to say that, yeah, that's right. With Georgia, Kirby Smart, he's really the next savior, man. He's going to follow up, bringing that talent, bringing that performance, you know, offensively, defensively, a bit coming back. But I was looking at the NFL. I'm following the playoffs right now. And I think that Baltimore, I think they're going to kind of struggle against that. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes perform. And defensively, they're going to look good. They're going to show up. Now, the 49ers and the Lions going to be a more exciting game. If Purdy can have a better performance in the first half, I think they can go on to win it. It's 49ers time. But see, the Lions are hungry. They're young. They got the talent. And it's going to be anybody's game.
Well, no, I agree with you. Well, JoJo, thank you very much for the call. That was great. Let's check out Jace in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having a call.
Thank you.
A couple things here. I wanted to do approach what Legend said about kissing the ring. You know, he seems to be complacent with winning an SEC championship when they had won a national championship in 4 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever they say, elephants never forget. Sometimes fans of the school that has an elephant can't remember very well.
Right. I mean, come on, Paul. I think Georgia's team to beat.
Well, there's no problem. I mean, Georgia has been the dominant team in the SEC for 3 years. They just, for some reason, have been unable to close the deal out against Alabama.
Right, I think it's going to change with DeBoer, because I don't know if DeBoer is going to win 9 games this year, I think Ole Miss is probably the team to beat.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back here, and AJ is up next.
Well, if it ain't Mr. Rocky Balfeinbaum. I mean, what that was the worst bashing I've seen that you did on Bash in quite I probably since you remember, you must have bought him a plane ticket like you did Dee Snider.
Well, I was trying to help Bash, and I mean, I think sometime a little bit of constructive criticism maybe could make him a better caller, which I think is not easy for him to do, but.
Oh, well, I mean.
You don't see me trying to make you a better caller, do you?
You jerked him off the plane and you pimp slapped him about three times and then put your foot on his neck and just never let him up for air. I mean,
you're a tough guy. You don't believe in mercy, do you?
No, I'm surprised. It was like Todd down there at Dollar General Beatdown. But
hey, you don't talk to me like that. It's a feed store. I'll whoop you.
But listen, I was going to talk about something. There's a little event going on here in just a little while. It's called we're fixing to come down over
Auburn,
there.
Auburn, Alabama basketball game. Yeah, everybody's excited about that.
That's right. It's the Auburn basketball game. It ain't an Alabama basketball game. Well, we're fixing to come in there and lean up on them. And
well, that team, Bruce Pearl got whacked around pretty good last year. A little bit of revenge here.
It's a revenge day. Revenge tour. Yes, sir. The war is on the floor here in just a little bit. So, Alabama, I'm serving you notice. Pack your bags up like Nick Saban did, because in an hour, the war on the floor, we're fixing to evict y'all's losing asses all the way out of town. War damn Eagle.
And the aforementioned Todd from
the
bare knuckles champion of Shelby, Alabama.
I love that damn AJ, just like old what's-his-name that don't call in no more from Auburn down there. They are so funny to listen to. But, Paul, I had about three things I want to discuss with you. Did Dabo ever pay the most valuable player this year off? Because when Tyler straightened his ass out, I think Clemson went undefeated the rest of the year.
You're right. He sure did.
Tyler from Spartanburg. I won't ever forget that.
I think that was a setup. After all that, Dabo outsmarted everybody.
Yep. And I'll say this. That was funny of our man to call in. We found out today Bash is the connoisseur of the doobie. And the next thing you know, our man's on the phone because our man ain't got nothing right. He's the new Vanderbilt down there at Auburn. And he don't know nothing about the doobie, because I guarantee you Bash has got that under control, Paul. And, Paul, I'll say this. I bought four joints in my lifetime when I was bicycle age, and I had to get them smoked up before I went to my daddy's house, because, boy, if my daddy found them things, he'd kill me. And, Paul, them things ain't nothing like they used to be, but I tell you I didn't have them discs in my back. And about two hits on that new stuff that they got, and I don't even know I got a back, Paul. So if they ever make it legal in Alabama, I know I'm going to get me some. But that's about all I have, buddy. Y'all have a good day, and roll down tide, Paul.
You got it, brother. Johnny B., I mean, the hits continue from the Alabama.
Lord have mercy. I need a puff. I need a puff.
I need a puff.
Alberto, man, you up there in New Jersey. And it's got to be the mafia still in control, or they wouldn't be pumping it, you know, the gas out there.
Imagine
you
having attendance.
$20 worth at $5 a gallon. Do you need me to mail you a roadmap? Because you ain't going far. That's, you know, this gas thing. And
How much did he get? How many gallons? What did he order?
He said $20 worth.
$20 worth of gas?
A gallon with an attendant.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, that would fill your tank, but I'm talking about 70s, 80s.
We're looking at, you know, up there, I guarantee you, 3.5 gallons. He's not going far.
Give me a couple gallons.
Remember
when we used to go to the gas station? I'll get $2 worth.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Where do you stand on electric cars?
I would never buy a car where you'd have to charge it. What do I have now? I have a hybrid. And by the way, I did not want one, but I got a car a couple of months ago, and it was going to be 9 months before they were coming in.
The reason I was
so I just but it's, I really like it though. You ever had one? You ever had a hybrid?
The reason I was asking,
they're incredibly quiet.
I was on the fence about this, you know, gas versus electric.
Yeah.
Until I learned that Dwayne worked on an oil rig.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, okay, 7-8 years ago, Deepwater Horizon, Blue Water Horizon, whatever it was, I can picture a control room with all these gauges and all this important thing and lights blinking and the head operator turning over to Dwayne and saying, Dwayne, get on the horn. You've got to warn everybody. We got a grade 4 emergency. Shut everything down. And I don't know about you, but I can't understand a damn thing he says. And I can see how that could create a problem. So we've got to move away from oil rigs if it's going to be stuff like that and work on some other thing. And before I'm done, vision. You gave me a vision of all these pooled collars. We're going to do a group thing. Vision, Bash, Fred the quiz guy, John from Louisville, all calling each other. Everybody, just like he was talking about, it's going to be a Zoom call. But they just keep it to themselves. We don't have to hear that crap on the show. Have a good night, Paul.
Thank you, Johnny B. We appreciate it. Wow, that was a good. That was a murderer's row of callers.
Yeah.
I can see these three guys about to head out to go deer hunting, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Chris is in New Jersey. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller, long-time listener. I think your show's great.
Thank you very much.
Just a little change of pace. I was just wondering, I know all this alignment is great for the football and the basketball schools, but what do you think it's going to do to the other sports for these colleges where, granted, they're going to get some share of the money and so on, but how does it affect the smaller sports like volleyball, track and field, yeah, wrestling, where these teams are going to have to do all this traveling across the country and so on? Is it going to affect these schools and these little programs where, I'm not saying that they're little programs, you know, these athletes work real hard through high school to get a scholarship to go to college. How does it affect these, you know, these other sports? Volleyball. I mean, you know, they're not only SEC schools, they're not only Big Ten, but they're, you know, Big 12, Pac-12. These teams are now going to be going all over the country, and it affects the expenses of these sports. How do you think it affects,
it does, Chris,
you know, these other sports?
I agree.
These
and
teams?
What's really interesting right now, and I don't think we've talked about it enough, but one of the hottest parts of intercollegiate sports right now are women's sports. The basketball, Caitlin Clark, the whole basketball thing last year with LSU, I mean, there is it's very much a rage. I mean, the ratings for women's games is at an all-time high. So I think you're going to see more people coalescing around them at just a time where every sport is going to be under severely challenged. Now, the big conferences can handle it, but the smaller ones won't be able to. I mean, they are going to be the forgotten children of college sports. Thank you very much for the call. We head to the break. We still have a few minutes to go, and we are back right after this.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.